The definition of a change agent is a person whose presence or thought processes cause a change from the traditional way of handling or thinking about a problem. When I reflect on this definition and what it means to me, I have a multidimensional picture that comes to mind, all of which focuses around my action research project. I selected a goal for my action research project, and I've systematically attempted to cause a change in thought, procedure, and ultimately an outcome of learning over the last 10 months. To me, the process of being a change agent includes looking for the big picture and having a vision of the future, being passionate about the change that's being suggested, as well as inspiring the same passion in others. This is where I believe leadership skills are the most important and essential in the process of change. Being committed to the process and understanding the journey that will occur as the change is proposed and implemented. And lastly, being open to listening to others, including their concerns, fears, and opinions on the proposed change. I also believe that you need to understand the people that are involved in change and provide them the avenue to maximize their skills. An example of this is if you have early adapters and you are incorporating new technology, you would have them utilize the technology first and help motivate others. Ultimately, to be a change agent, I believe you must have strong leadership skills that allow you to get all people affected by the change involved. This will include finding a balance between those that are accepting the change openly and those that are resisting it. I chose to build on my action research project for our change agent project in EDC 668. This would allow me the opportunity to become a change agent by addressing the need to transition from behaviorism approach to learning to constructivism approach in learning. It's been the perfect transition and has allowed me to see what it actually takes to be an effective change agent. I found that listening and being passionate are two essential traits needed. I've actually implemented my project for EDC 668. I was able to assess the opportunity for change as well as identifying potential barriers. And 2 weeks ago, I was able to initiate the first stage of my change agent project. I've been able to use the context to change as a template, and it's been very helpful and effective tool for me to allow to assess and refocus on my goal. I realized quickly that not all the faculty members wanted to change their teaching methodology, and because they either didn't want to invest the time or they didn't feel they had the time to invest to make this paradigm shift. This awareness allowed me to see that my leadership skills were lacking and the exact elements that I started my podcast with, listening to others and addressing their concerns and transferring my passion to other faculty. Once I realized these missing elements, refocused, and reassessed what I needed to do, my reapproach of my project has gotten off to a very strong second start. In closing, acting as a change agent includes passion, openness, having a vision, commitment to a proposed change, and having effective leadership skills.